And today we do have some special prayers to uplift. I think most people should have received my email about Art LeBon. Art is at Evergreen Hospice Care Facility in Albany. His health has declined this past week. We want to uplift him in that transition and in the days ahead, and prayers for Sandy's peace and comfort as well. Let us bow our heads in prayer. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Lord, in your love, you have called us as your own, gathered us together, and enlightened us by your Spirit through your word. We bring to you our prayer and praise. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs.
Hear our prayer and grant our supplication.
We pray for all people of the world, that the Easter joy that shines by the radiance of your Son, our risen Savior Jesus, would arise in the hearts and minds of all people. Grant all your people the needs of body and life by the daily bread you provide, and keep from all harm. Hear our prayer and grant our supplication. And Lord of all care, give comfort to those who face troubles in this life in their spiritual, emotional, and mental need. Give healing according to your will for those who face physical trials. Lord, we especially uplift Art LeBon. We thank you for the friends that are there to care for him and the family that you've blessed him with and the memories too. We pray that you would give peace and comfort to him and his body, and that would be extended as well to his wife, Sandy, and that you would use our hearts and hands and our voices to care for them in the days ahead. Lord, we pray also for those names that we mentioned now. An unnamed person that's called the church this morning with a serious need. Also for Steve, for Julie, Sue, Tim and Raina, Cindy, for Lindy's family as they mourn the loss of a close relative, Helu, for Georgette. Lord, we pray for Ron heading into surgery this Tuesday for comfort and for peace. For Steve, Marty, Kai, Caitlin, Bradley, Dixie, Bob, Audrey, Ann, Jerry and Joyce, Addie, Craig, Kathy, the Motlock family, Janine, Melody and Brad, Jonathan, Chris, Barry and Betty, Tom and Donna, Joe and Caroline, Holly and Haley. Grant peace also to all those who mourn, that Christ's Easter victory would point beyond earthly death and the grave to the promises assured forevermore. Hear our prayer and grant our supplication. Lord of all provision, look with favor upon our land and all in authority, that they lead with wisdom and compassion for all. Be with those who serve and defend from harm, and those who work to keep communities safe and in order. Bless all vocations, that all would see their work for others as joyful service to you and your creation. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of the bitter sufferings and death of your Son, Jesus our Lord.
Amen.